Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 49-10. The good in life does not depend upon life's length, but upon the use we make of it. Also, that it is possible, or rather usual, for a man who has lived long to have lived too little. Common understanding has it that death is a bad thing. For the Stoics, however, it is a dispreferred indifferent, meaning something to be avoided, yes, but not at the cost of compromising one's moral character and hence one's worth as a human being. Seneca is building on this theme here, making two interesting assertions. The first one is that judging a life by how long it is misses the point. One can live relatively little, and yet her life might be very much worthwhile. Contrarywise, one may live very long, and yet her life may be downright pernicious to humanity. Mozart died at 35, and yet look at what he was able to accomplish, how his music forever enriched humanity. By contrast, José Eduardo dos Santos is now 75 years old and ruled Angola for 33 years as a dictator. Despite the riches of the country coming from oil and diamonds, almost 70% of Angolans live below the poverty line, and life expectancy is only 41 years. The second point made by Seneca is that someone can live long, and yet it may turn out to be too little. That's because many of us sort of sleepwalk through our existence, not really paying attention to what we're doing and why. We get to the end of it, then, unaware and unwise. Perhaps we're slow learners, and a few more decades might have helped, but we have no control over how long we may live. So do not go through your life like Dos Santos, and if you cannot be a Mozart, at least be mindful and choose a meaningful path made of acts of kindness toward others. That's even better than a beautiful symphony. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.